9. The Day of Consecration. The next Sabbath day Jesus devoted to his apostles, journeying back to the highland where he had ordained them, and there, after a long and beautifully touching personal message of encouragement, he engaged in the solemn act of the consecration of the 12. This Sabbath afternoon Jesus assembled the apostles around him on the hillside and gave them into the hands of his heavenly Father in preparation for the day when he would be compelled to leave them alone in the world. There was no new teaching on this occasion, just visiting and communion. Jesus reviewed many features of the ordination sermon delivered on this same spot, and then, calling them before him one by one, he commissioned them to go forth in the world as his representatives. The Master's consecration charge was, "Go into all the world and preach the glad tidings of the kingdom, liberate spiritual captives, comfort the oppressed, and minister to the afflicted. Freely you have received, freely give." Jesus advised them to take neither money nor extra clothing, saying, "The laborer is worthy of his hire." And finally he said, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be you therefore as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. But take heed, for your enemies will bring you up before their councils, while in their synagogues they will castigate you. Before governors and rulers you will be brought because you believe this gospel, and your very testimony shall be a witness for me to them. And when they lead you to judgment, be not anxious about what you shall say, for the Spirit of my Father indwells you, and will at such a time speak through you. Some of you will be put to death, and before you establish the kingdom on earth, you will be hated by many peoples because of this gospel. But fear not, I will be with you, and my Spirit shall go before you into all the world. And my Father's presence will abide with you while you go first to the Jews, then to the Gentiles." And when they came down from the mountain, they journeyed back to their home in Zebedee's house.